talk about the idea you had to tweet out a bunch of teams. Your
actually, my dad gave me the idea. He was like, Twitter is a big connection or whatever, and it's a big social media. So he was just like, go ahead, tweet every team and see what happens. Like, the worst they can say is no or not reply.
Did you get a response? Get a response from Beyonce or Jerry Jones?
Nah. I didn't. I wish I did, though. Yeah.
With the MIAA located right there in Kansas City, did you think this was probably the best option of all those teams?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a Kansas City guy anyway. That's where I was born and raised, so I loved it when they called me. So.
How soon after that tweet did you hear from the Chiefs?
About a day. I don't even know, really. I thought it was the same day. It seemed like it happened so fast, so, I mean. I think it was a day after, though.
What was your reaction when you found out it was the Chiefs on the other line?
I felt like my heart was about to pop out of my chest.
Well, how confident were you that you were going to get some interest?
I was very confident. I mean, I stayed prayed up, and I just kept thanking God for the opportunities I was going to get, or, you know, so I just stayed humble and prayed up, and I was hoping something happened, and it did.
What was your reaction?
What was your reaction when it didn't work out in Canada, and what have you been doing the last, you know, 5 weeks to stay in shape?
Actually, when it didn't work out in Canada, it kind of made me more hungrier because I knew I belonged there, you know, but it just made me work harder and pay attention more to details and stuff and made me a better professional, I think.
Were you at the Chiefs camp?
What's your expectations for training camp?
Just fit in, do my job, and do whatever the coaches tell me to do and do it to the best of my ability, so.
Were you at that Chiefs camp for the local players before the draft?
No, I didn't make it to that because I signed already to the CFL, so I didn't even get the chance to go.
How'd you feel taking the reps today?
Huh?
How'd you feel taking all those reps today?
I felt pretty good. I mean, I ain't had the ball in my hands in a long time, and I ain't ran that much in a long time, but it felt pretty good. You know, I caught my second win after a while, so, you know.
This day and age, does this happen without social media?
I'm not sure, honestly, but I think it would have because God got a plan for me, and I've been working hard for this all my life, so I felt like he had my back on this one, so I probably would have.
Were you a Chiefs guy growing up in KC?
Love the Chiefs. I love anything Kansas City, actually, so, I mean, this is humbling and a blessing experience right now.
Who are some of the guys you looked up to?
My favorite Chief?
Yeah, who's your favorite Chief?
Actually, it was Jamal Charles before I got here. So, I mean, I looked up to him and Marcus Allen and Priest Holmes. All of them was my favorites, you know.
No, your favorite Chief?
My favorite Chief. It's still Jamal. I mean, it's still Jamal. I can't lie, you know.
Have you talked to him?
Nah, I ain't talked to him yet. Not currently. I ain't talked to him, but I will when he get here.
Is it surreal for you to be playing or being on this roster right now,
man,
considering where you come from?
Yeah, man, it's really surreal. Like I said earlier, I'm just blessed to be in this position I'm in.
What kind of items did you bring with you to help you get through the grind of?
What kind of items?
Yeah, luxury items, pillows.
I didn't even think about none of that stuff. Actually, I came with my clothes on, that's it, and this backpack. That's all I had. I had my cleats in there, and that was it.
What were you doing yesterday when you got the call, and who was the first person you talked to?
I was about to take a nap, and I was thinking about how my weekend was going to go. And I filled out job application. I came from an interview that day, so I was about to take a nap because I was tired, and my agent called me, and then the manager called me, and I was here in like an hour. So
where'd you interview?
Huh?
Where'd you interview?
Where I interview?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Did you say you were getting ready for a job?
It was McLean Food Services, actually. It was a 14. It was cool. It was a cool little job, man. It had like a nice little benefits. You know? So, I mean, it was nice, but if for some reason I told him, I was like, well, I'm not going to do it because it's too backbreaking to work, and this is what I was trying to do. This is what the main ultimate goal. So, I guess everything happened for a reason, huh? So
is this NFL job's less backbreaking?
This a cooler job?
Yeah, it's a little bit cooler. A lot better benefits. But you know.
You've had some good games here on this campus playing for Central Missouri. Does it feel like a little bit easier making that transition here?
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, I don't know. Football is football either where you go. So, I mean, I did kind of do my thing a little bit, but it ain't nothing.
No, tomorrow the fans get a chance to watch all of you, and I got to think with you being a hometown guy, that's going to boost you a little bit with the fans watching.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already boosted up enough, you know. I'm a very confident person, so, I mean, at hometown, I mean, even nobody was watching, I still try to do the best I can, so that's just how I go.
How tough of a roster do you think this is going to be in May?
This is going to be a very tough roster. Like I said, the person that's in front of me, I looked up to all my life, so I know it's going to be a challenge, but I'm ready for it, you know. That's what come along with being in the NFL.
How do you stand out?
A couple more, guys.
How do you stand out?
Like I said, I just do my job and do what the coaches ask me to do and pay attention to detail, and that's all I know how to do.
What was some of the feedback you got today?
Some of the feedback, it was pretty good feedback. I got yelled at a lot, but you know, that come with it. But it was overall pretty good for the first day, you know. But you always got to get better.
Okay. Was it tough to stay in shape, motivated to stay in shape the last 5-6 weeks?
Yeah, it was. It was, because I didn't think I was going to get a call at that moment, you know. So it was tough to stay motivated, but it paid off in the end.